Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, horny. Listen, hold the train, stop everything. It is musical Monday, horny, and listen, got to get down on it on today, baby. Listen, make it real strong on today back there. Listen, you people, get to work. Listen, what did I tell you? Get out of your chairs, get my bar set up. You know how it goes. Get it together, honey. Listen. It is Monday afternoon, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It is sunny on today, 72 degrees. Listen, it is September the 19th, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. And I do have my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. Let me tell you something. We got two different flavors up in here. Natural vanilla, which is gumbagum, baby. Then we got natural coconut, which is gumbo, silver, honey. Listen, this is going down on today. Listen, visit gumbarum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, check this out. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumbarum. I finally talked to him today, y'all. I finally talked to the man. Listen, I don't know what's the matter with him. Listen, you know, he's coming to the Windy City, October the 10th. He ain't like I ain't got nothing to do but play music all day long. Well, I guess I do play music all day long, but let me tell y'all something. Listen. It is so much that's going on up in here. I am telling you what's to go ahead to. I'm telling you, I don't know which way to go. I don't know whether to go to the left, to the right. I don't know whether to go up. Nah, sure, I ain't going down. I ain't going downtown. No. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, it is fire hot up in here. Let me tell y'all. Let me slow down. Let mama tell y'all what's going on. Let me tell you. So with Gumbarum, Steve is working on getting something prepared. He's putting in all the documents, and so within the next week or two, you will be able to order Gumbarum. Really. At first, we were only in Florida. You could go and pick up in Florida or Boston, Massachusetts, right? So now, Steve is working on getting Gumbarum worldwide, where you can just order at tipsy.com. It doesn't matter where you are, you will be able to get Gumbarum. I am telling you. Listen, shout out to Sabrina and Top Job Band. Shout out to them. They got some. I sent them some Gumbarum. They're in California. I sent them some. They love it. They love it, my darling. They love it. How you doing? Listen. So listen, they want to get on the bandwagon and promote Gumbarum. I says, okay, very well. Very good. Listen, I got some heart and some bad music for you on today. Independent artist Joseph Sapana. I got that right. Hey, hot dog up in here. Listen. Before I get into music, I want you guys going on over to Facebook. You know we live on Facebook, y'all. Facebook needs to be paying us or something. You know what I'm saying, but use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, who going to be hearing your music? Who listen to your music? Work with me and just come on with it, baby.
We'll be right back.
got it, you got it, you got it. People all over the world is listening to your music. Baby, up in here, let me tell you something. Listen, I got a song by independent artist Joseph Sapana. Now, listen, the name of the song is Rose Gold, Rose Gold. I want y'all to take a listen to my man. This is Rose Gold. Come on with it, baby. Let's get on down with the guitar, honey. Throw it on me, honey. Rose Gold. All right, up in here, that is Rose Gold, G-O-L-D, by independent artist Joseph Sapana. Let me spell that for you, C-I-A-P-A-N-N-A. Up next is Faith. You know we all got to have some faith. You hear what I'm saying up in here? We all need to have some faith. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. So listen, I got a life lesson. I had a real, real strong epiphany on today, and I'm going to share it with y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with sharing. Is that all right? That's all right to share a little bit. Maybe it'll help somebody. Let me tell you something. Let me go ahead and get this rolling. It is called Faith, F-A-I-T-H. And we all got to have faith. We all got to hold on up here. You know what I'm saying? We all are part. We're all one. You know, the human race is all one. We are all connected. You understand me? So listen, this is independent artist Joseph Sapana, C-I-A-P-A-N-N-A, and this is Faith. right, that was Faith, F-A-I-T-H, independent artist Joseph Sapana. He is also on Refurb Nation. Yeah, baby, Refurb Nation, let me hear you up in here. Yes, woo, woo, woo. Now, let me tell you, I want to share something with you. You guys know I am a licensed life coach, certified life coach. And as you know, trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist at Fox 32 News some years ago. She trained me a long time ago. I had the honor and the privilege to work with Monique Carradine. I'm telling you, she is the bomb. She's a first-class act. So listen, let me tell you this. I had epiphany this morning. Listen, I was sitting and having my coffee, as I do every morning. And, you know, for some reason, something just hit me like a bolt of lightning. Maybe it was just time for me to open my eyes and realize this. Let me tell you something. And so with Joseph's song, Faith, listen, F-I-I-T-H, what is it for us to keep talking that we have faith and we don't use it? You know what I'm saying? And we don't use it. So listen, he has the song, Faith, F-A-I-T-H. So I'm saying this. I was sitting having my coffee like I do every morning, and I was just sitting there. I said, you know something? My faith kicked in, my F-A-I-T-H. It just kicked in. So I'm like, the only thing in this whole wide world that matters to me is my loved ones, right? So listen, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you, I was just sitting there having my coffee. The only thing that matters to me in this whole wide world is my loved ones. And I'm being really transparent right now. And so every single day, worry. I would do this, right? Now, when you worry, you're not using your faith. Now, this is the point here. Listen to the story. When you worry about something, no matter what it is, you're not using your F-A-I-T-H, right? And so it kicked in on me. I said, wow. I said, why am I doing this every single day? And it was like God just opened up my brain or something. It was like God just opened up my eyes to see something. And he says to me, if you keep worrying about your loved ones day in and day out, you are damaging yourself. You're not helping them. And if you keep doing that, it's going to damage you, and you're not going to be around to help the loved ones that you're worrying about, right? And he says, let it go. He says to me, just let go. See, listen, when you worry, that's you holding on. You're holding on, and you're not letting the master do what he can do in a situation. Now, let me tell you something. I can't be dropping no names, but when I say loved ones, I'm just talking about the people that I love. I'm not saying anybody in particular, just all the people that I love that could do better, and they're not doing better. And you can't do anything to change it. So God is talking to me this morning. He says, well, why are you worrying? You can't change what's going on. They're not worrying. Listen, the one person that I really worry about, they're not even doing anything to change the situation. So how in the Sam Hill world can my worry help this person, and they're not even interested in helping themselves? Now, does that make sense? No. Hecky, no. And so he says, just let go. Stop. And I says, okay. And you know what? And then after I was thinking about that, guess what happened? I felt like a ton of bricks just fell off my back. I said, wow, I wasn't using any type of faith, no faith at all, F-A-I-T-H, because I was like, okay, I'm gonna do all of this and help that one and make myself feel better. But guess what? It wasn't making me feel better. It made me feel worse, right? So listen, only God can change any situation or any person, right? And so then I text my mother. I'm going to play the next song, which is Sirens in the Rain. I text my mom. I said, you know, I'm going to stop worrying about this person because they're not doing anything, and I'm damaging myself. And she says, hallelujah, amen, praise God. And she says, I'm going to do the exact same thing. I'm going to let it go, let him go, and stop worrying about him. And so you know what? Bam. So we both feel so much better, and we both said, we're going to do the same thing. Just let God do whatever he's going to do, because we can't change anything. So listen, that's on the strength of the song, Faith, F-A-I-T-H. You got to use your faith. Listen, when you worry about something, you're not using your faith. And someone said a couple weeks ago, if you keep worrying, you are worshiping the problem, right? So listen, as a faith coach, as a licensed and certified trained life coach, I'm saying to you, don't worry. Stop worrying. If you're worrying about something, you're steady thinking about it, and you have anxiety, you are worshiping the problem. That's what I read. When you worry, you worship the problem and not the solution, right? And I am a diehard person when it comes to solutions. I gotta do the solution, right? But in this one situation where I kept worrying about all my loved ones, that's the one thing that I just you know, just couldn't let go, just couldn't let go, because I am a solution. I got to fix everybody's problem. So I got to fix everybody's problem. But listen, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. So listen, next song is Sirens in the Rain. Y'all check it out. All right, that is Sirens in the Rain, Sirens in the Rain. Independent artist Joseph Cipanna, that's Cipanna. Listen, y'all, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. It's going to be a thrill. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.